has it been without food for the forest? Oh, my beloved glade is growing oh so slowly now. And the queen's gonna be so angry with me. It's not my fault, though. I can't spread my roots outside my borders. But without extra mana, the queen's blessing won't spread the forest fast enough. But those adventurers, or whatever they call themselves, they stopped visiting me. When the last batch was weak, too. How am I supposed to get more mana? The wind can only carry the glade's pheromones so far. Oh, is that? Could it be? No, it's just an animal. I was supposed to reach the nearby village by now. How delightful it would have been to have them revel in the queen's delights. Those silly humans are so resistant. The elves of the forest, though, they would be utterly delectable. Makes me think of the last one that felt my charms. But the queen took her from me so fast. Oh, how I wish I could have kept her even just one more day. The noises she made. I could have practically drowned in her moans. And she has so much mana stored up inside of her. If I could spread to their village, I could probably overtake the entire forest in less than a month. But they're so far away. Is it? It is. I can barely contain my excitement. This one is certainly different. What's with that book and staff? No matter. Here they come. My, my, my. Another adventurer wanders into my lovely home. Have you come to prune my leaves, like so many before you? Or are you here to accept the queen's blessing? Trust me when I say, it would be so much easier if you simply made an offering to me. I promise, you'd enjoy it so very much. You've come to talk to me. That's different. Can't say I've heard that one before. All of those who came before you, why, they simply brandished their weapons at me. Oh, but they were weak. They didn't last very long. And they hardly had any mana to nourish the forest. Well, I suppose it wouldn't hurt to listen a little bit. And then you can feed me, yes? Not likely. We'll see about that. Now, what is it that you want to talk to me about? The queen? Oh, yes, my beloved queen. You know, her blessing will spread across this world. Why, this beautiful glade of mine is one of those blessings. See how the flowers drip with passion. But what about the queen? She has been defeated. And why should I believe you? You adventurers are always trying to ruin the queen's forests. You were just trying to trick me, aren't you? I should just wrap you up in my vines right now for lying to me. You have proof. Show me then, and be quick about it. I'm running out of patience for your little game. This is cloth. What is the pattern on this? Only the succubus queen wore. No. Any fool could copy such a thing. Can I have it? God, I just want to... the scent. Yes. Ooh, this is her scent. Oh, this brings back such memories. It drives me wild even now. Yes, the scent of my queen. She who gave me such a perfect form. But if you have this, then that means you speak the truth. How could she be defeated? When? Months ago. I haven't heard from her in quite some time. I thought she was just busy with expanding her realm. Oh, yes, I suppose you mortals would think it was a war or something, but you don't understand. She was simply spreading her gift across the realm. You can't understand until you taste it for yourself. But if she's gone, then what about me? Oh, what am I going to do without her? You think I should stop? Stop? You want to cleanse me? That is... No. If she's gone, then I am to keep her legacy alive. Now this forest, it's a monument to the love she tried to offer the world. I won't let you do your so-called cleansing. Then what are my intentions? Why, I'm gonna do exactly what I was doing before. I may not have guidance from my queen, but I know what would have made her happy. Oh, I'll keep drinking in the mana foolish adventures like you, and spreading my forest across the land. You're going to stop me? Oh, with what? That stick and some paper. You'll turn me into ash in an instant. Oh, my dear, are you certain that you want to stop me? I don't think that you've realized the position you put yourself in, human. Ooh, you've been standing in my glade for quite some time, surrounded by all of my flowers. All you're prattling on, and you've been inhaling the pheromones the entire time. Have you not noticed the subtle changes in your body and temperament? Well, I certainly have. In fact, you've been staring at my breasts for quite some time. The curves of my body. Oh, wouldn't you love to taste the nectar that pours from my tits? Or do you truly want to burn all of this away? Lowering your staff. I was right then. A cute boy like you shouldn't be waving such dangerous things around a forest. After all, what if the blaze spreads beyond my glade? Why, you'd be threatening both the human and elven villages nearby. No, I think what you should do is join me in my flower. Ooh, I can shower you in my love. You can drink from my breasts. And I'll take you to such incredible heights of pleasure that you've never experienced. All you need to do is drop that silly staff. Oh, there we go. There we go. Yes. Good boy. The pheromones have already taken root. Maybe I should try to chat up adventurers more often. It would be so much easier than fighting them. If you can resist the scent of the flowers. Do you want to touch me? You can if you like. In fact, you may touch me as much as you desire. Run your hands across my soft, plush breasts. Squeeze my thick thighs and ass. This body can be yours, and all I ask in return is for a small offering of mana for the forest. How does that sound? You'll do it. Wonderful, wonderful. Then why don't you get rid of the stuffy robes? You aren't going to need them. You don't want to get cold. Nonsense, nonsense. You've got me to warm you up, after all. Imagine how warm and cozy it'd be if you were wrapped up in my arms, enveloped in my flower. Good, good, yes. Oh, you're such a good boy. So much better than my last batch of visitors. Positively delightful. Come, come, my dear. You are cold, aren't you? Why don't you come over here? There you go. Let me just lean down. Up you go. Are you surprised? I'm a lot stronger than I look. This is all part of the Queen's blessing. Let's get you sat down. Here, I'll use my petals to make a nice seat for you. Oh, the look on your face. You know, the pheromones are even stronger when you get closer to me. Oh, you're practically drunk on them, aren't you? That dumb nod of yours. Precious. Here, let your legs hang down. There. That is my nectar. It's warm and comforting, isn't it? Well, I'm going to spread it all over your body with my soft breasts. Look, they're leaking. All you need to do is be a good boy and lay back and relax. There you go. Now, let's get you all covered in my nectar. Feel how heavy they are. Ooh, you can grab them if you want. If you even have the energy to do so right now. It's okay if not. There's plenty of time for that later. Your cock is so hard already. It keeps slipping between my tits. Ooh, I can see the pre-cum drooling from your tip. It's mixing with my nectar. You know, Nobody can resist my charms. Your body is already so sticky with my nectar. Let it seep into you. Let it mix with my pheromones. You're breathing so heavily. You just can't take such teasing, can you? Oh, but what if I make it even worse for you? I'll cover my lips in my nectar. And then... Yes. Yes, drink it down. Swallow every last drop of it. You know, the pheromones are one thing, but my nectar, within moments, you'll hardly be able to control yourself. Why, it's one of the most potent aphrodisiacs in all the realms. Wait for it. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, your cock is even harder. It's pulsing with excitement. Oh, massage my sticky nectar into it. And watch it grow even hotter and harder. Those sweet moans of yours set my own body on fire. I so did want to tease and play with you more. But I hardly think I can wait myself. I take it that you won't mind if I indulge in my own desires. That's right. Oh, good boy. I can't wait to take this towering cock inside of me. Let me get another handful of my nectar and prepare myself for you. Watch closely, my dear. Look how deeply I can spread myself. Can you see? Can you see the insides of my pussy twitching? I'm gonna fill this up with my juice until it overflows. I came already. I need that cock so bad. And you want this pussy so badly too, don't you? Oh, you're drooling so much. And you have such a dumbstruck look on your face. Then, I'll put it in. Slowly. Inch. By inch. I'm bucking your hips already. Oh, you are such a greedy boy. Fine then. I'll just give you everything you want. Oh, so good. Oh, it's so hot and hard. Your cock is massive. It's not like the others have had. To think you were hiding this from me underneath that stuffy robe of yours. This is the real staff you're wielding. I know that you're going to fuck me. Just as much as I'm gonna fuck you. I'm looking forward to this. Don't disappoint me. Oh, ah, oh, that's good. Oh, yes, good. Oh, I love how hard your cock is. My nectar suddenly worked its magic, didn't it? Yes, good, good. Oh, the way you're moaning. Oh, that must feel so good for you, doesn't it? This is only the start of what I have to offer you. So deep. Yes. Good. Good. Yes. Just stay right there, just like that. You don't have to move an inch. Let me do all the work. All you need to do is lose yourself in pleasure. Just lose yourself to me, and I'll take such good care of you. Oh, it feels good. It's so hot inside of me. Good. Yes. Good boy. Yes. Give me all of that cock. Oh, it's so big. Oh, your cock is so big. I feel so full. I haven't had a cock this big in so long. You feel like you're about to come. No, 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 no. You can't come just yet, my dear. Oh, I have so much more to do to you. And you're gonna love every last minute of it. By the time I'm done with you, you won't be able to think about anybody but me. You won't be able to think about anything but how much you want to shove your hard cock in my pussy. How bad you want me to ride you, day after day, night after night. Until you pass out. You're cucking so hot inside of me. Oh, it's so hard. Oh, I can feel it every time it twitches and pulses. Oh, you want to pour your cum so badly into me, don't you? Oh, you want to give me all of it. You can't hide it from me anymore. I can tell by the way you moan, by the way you squirm underneath me. Oh, as my pussy squeezes down on you. Ooh, you want me to milk your balls dry so bad, don't you? Yes. Oh, I love the way this cock stretches me out. Ooh. It's good. It's so deep inside of me. With every stroke. I want to get addicted to this cock as bad as I want you to get addicted to me. Yes. Ooh, yes. Yeah. Oh, good. Oh, yes. Oh, your cock feels so good inside of me. I need more. Oh, this is enough for me. I want it so bad. It's so deep inside of me. I want it to come so bad inside of me. I want your mom so bad. I need you to feed me. Yes. You're getting close, aren't you? You're getting so close. I can feel it. The way your cock twitches, the way you moan. Yes. I want you to come so bad. You don't have to hold back anymore. You can come as much as you want from me. In fact, you need to give it everything. Come inside me. Come, give me everything. Come, I need it so bad. I need it. Come, yes, go. Yes. Oh, pour your cum inside of me. Fuck yes. Yes, it's overflowing. And your mana. If only the queen herself could have experienced this. It's so dense. It's so rich. Incredible. I couldn't possibly let you go. Oh, those adventures couldn't compare. Oh, but you. Yes. The wellspring of your power must run deep, my dear. Oh, yes. Yes, you're gonna be mine. You're gonna be mine. And we'll spend every day and night wrapped in each other's arms, hands empty, feeling nothing but bliss and pleasure, while you pump rope after rope of your thick, rich cum into me. Ooh, you're gonna feed me and my forest so much, aren't you? Those quick little nods. You want it so bad, don't you? You want so badly to let yourself fall into depravity and pleasure. Oh, such a good, honest boy. Then I won't hold back. Besides, you have so much more cum in those heavy balls of yours. Yes. Oh, it must be agonizing carrying that around all the time. I'll make sure they're nice and empty for you. Now feed me, my dear. Feed me until you can no longer keep your eyes open. Yes, good. You're awake again. You passed out on me after you came for the third or fourth time. I kept fucking you until your dick finally went limp. I lost count of how many times you blew your load inside of me. You know, most of the adventurers had picked up before you. They went maybe two rounds at most. But you, you're something special, aren't you? Don't have the energy to speak? That's all right. Take some time to recover. I'm glad you're awake, though. I wanted, oh, so badly, to reward you for doing such a good job. Good boy. The mana you poured into me was spread throughout my forest. I can feel it growing even now. You worked so hard for me. You're gonna give me lots and lots more, aren't you? You know, you seemed like you were in utter heaven the entire time. Spending the rest of your days with me wouldn't be so bad, would it? No need to suffer. No need to struggle. No need to think. Just pure joy as you pump your rich cum inside of me day after day. Perhaps you've worked hard enough for me to tell you a little secret. Are you interested? Good. You know, the queen often took away my most prized playthings. But she's gone now. She once told me that she did not want to leave them with me because she wasn't interested in what would happen if they stayed. That is to say, if you stay here long enough, basking in my pheromones and bathing in my nectar, you'll become just like me. But I never had the chance to see that happen. until now. Wouldn't that be delightful? We'd never have to be apart. You can help me tend to the forest. You can help me collect mana. I can ride your hard cock every day. And once you become like me, you'll have endless stamina. Your dick will leak nectar endlessly, much like my breasts. This was the blessing that my queen wanted to spread across the world. Utter bliss and pleasure. Those so-called heroes may have ruined that chance for everyone else, but not for us. We'll share with each other, and eventually, with the lands around us. Oh, who knows? Maybe one day, we'll even have the chance to reshape the world as she wanted to. Oh, wouldn't that be lovely? Here, drink more of my nectar. Aphrodisiac aside, it's full of nutrients. It's filling and healthy for you, and it'll sustain you just as any meal would. Trust me, you're gonna need your strength for what's to come. You use your tongue quite well for how tired you seem to be. Good boy. Swallow all of it. Let it flow through you. Now, why don't you close your eyes and relax? You're safe and warm inside my flower, wrapped up in my soft body. I'll cuddle you and pamper you until you fall back asleep. Just relax. Get your energy back. We're gonna have so much fun together. But for now, you need to just take it easy. Alright. Good. Good. Close your eyes. Let me massage you. Cover you in my nectar. I'll make you oh so sticky. So hard for me. Just let your body relax. Breathe slowly. Drink in my scent and pheromones. Bathe in everything we're going to do together.